what we're doing now is we're walking past Crown. To me, Crown is quite interesting. And in fact, am I allowed to say in a previous life, Hamish actually also worked on this project, which is why, you know, this walk is interesting to him, because he's had a finger in a lot of these pies in one way or another. Once again, this was a consortia between several different architectural practices. And I think it started as a competition.
It did.
And it ended up, none of the architects won the competition, and they were all put together, and representatives from each architectural firm was asked to form a new firm.
Correct.
And work together to realise this. And I'll wait till they land.
Well, while that's landing, there's a very, 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 very expensive roof on the Convention Centre Plenary Hall. And the reason for that very expensive roof is acoustics. Not like concert acoustics, even though they're excellent. It's the acoustics to stop that noise coming in the building. So if Bill Gates or the Dalai Lama is making a speech, you don't want to hear whoosh, 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 whoosh. Totally silent.
So now what's quite interesting about Casino, obviously Melbourne's first foray into Casino. Once again, Jeff Kennett as Premier, same era, early 90s. But it was actually a commitment from the previous Premier, which was Joan Kerner, who said, we're going to put a casino in Melbourne. And then Jeff Kennett said, OK, it was her decision, but I'm going to realise it. And so this competition process went through, a new consortia was put together, and government was involved in kind of just, and City of Melbourne, in what it looks like, because how on earth do you put a casino that looks internally, is not interested in the city, is a completely inwardly focused type of use. How do you put that on the river, which at the time was not great, but the vision for the people working for what Melbourne could be was, this is the wrong place for a casino. How do we deal with this? So the idea of sleeving it, so the whole of the sort of black box of the casino is sleeved with retail, restaurants, activity, and then obviously this promenade and landscape. So all of this was put in as part of the casino, and I guess what we call it in architectural circles is a finer grain than a big box facing the river. So this finer grain of retail and places you can go to have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine means you can walk a kilometre. No one would walk a kilometre past a black box. It's just not interesting. So this kind of proposition for a city can only work when the public realm is designed to work with it, and the piece on the public realm is shaved off from perhaps the main intent.
And going to visit all the casinos around the world, in this case, they were astonished that the consortia, were being made to commit to this amount of public space and this amount of public frontage. Everyone we went to in Las Vegas, Macau, was, here's the door, here's the flashing lights, let's go inside, spend our money. So they were amazed that the City of Melbourne was, the trees, the planting, everything is, so if you want to go in, that's your business. But if you don't, it's still a nice piece of urbanism.
Yeah, and you can plug into the edges.
And it's really popular. It's popular.
Yeah.
And it gets us from the Arts Centre to the Convention Centre.
Yeah.
Nice and, pedestrian friendly.
Yeah. And so that, I suppose, as we walk, just look at what South Bank has become, because that's actually government policy and collaboration between state government, local government, and ambition to design for the use for people rather than just entirely handing everything over to private enterprise.
This is, on the dollar terms of when it was built, there was a commitment from the consortium here to build a quality building. Again, you can have your moral judgment about casinos, but as an architect, this is a seriously quality building. This is a 50 to 75 year lifespan. So the money was put up to build a quality building, which in itself is a great thing. On the dollar terms of its time, it's the second most expensive building in Australia behind the Parliament House in Canberra.
So I didn't know that.
That's how expensive it is.
Wow.